As far as a defensive perspective, I think, you know, we're slowly but surely becoming a team that, you know, we've all talked that, you know, we could become. The physical side, the speed, you know, everything that accumulates to being a great defense. You know, we've kind of brought that to life, you know, within these past couple games. You know, and I think that this defense is still growing, you know. I know we only got a couple games left, but at the same time, I think our best is still yet to come. You know, if we just hone it in and bring it all together and say, you know, we can finish this off strong. And Coach Zimmer always talks about it doesn't matter how you rank at the beginning of the season. He wants to see how we finish off at the end of the season. So, you know, we're just going to come in and do everything we got to make sure that, you know, we give our best out there on the field. And he talks about, you know, this week is another week of it being just all about us. You know, what we can do in practice to get better. You know, what we can do to make sure that, you know, we one up ourselves from the week before. You know, and I think we're going to do that.
You have the Raiders coming in. Carson's playing pretty well right now. What do you see when you see them on film and the way he's playing?
All around, you know, they got some explosive players, you know, at the receiving spot, you know, running back. You know, we don't know if
McFadden
is playing, yeah. You know, but we're just going to practice, you know, as if he is, you know, and, you know, Carson is doing a good job at the quarterback position. All around, their whole office looked very good, you know, and we got our work coming for us, and we just got to make sure that, you know, we do our homework, you know, watch more film on them, and, you know, make sure that, you know, we get the crowd going, you know, when their offense is on the field, and, you know, we just got to start fast, startle them, and, you know, make sure that we don't give up any explosive plays.
What are the emotions going to be like, right? Facing, you know, your USC guys, USC guy, you know, facing a guy that you were teammates with, you know, when he comes back?
No, you know, it's just another team, you know, another team that is stopping us from getting to where we want to get to, you know, and, you know, he's played with at least half of the guys on this team, but at the same time, you know, he's trying to do whatever he can to make sure his team gets the W. And we're going to make sure we do everything we can to make sure that doesn't happen and that we get the W.
I'm sorry. How do you stop him, Ray? What do you have to do?
You know, first we just got to stop the run and, you know, make sure we get around his feet and get him to throw the ball and cause some turnovers.
Is he still the same guy when he was here?
Yeah, he's the same great quarterback that, you know, that was here when he played with the Bengals. And so, you know, he's got a new team, so he's going to do whatever he can to make sure to get that win. He has a strong arm, a very great arm. And, you know, we just got to make sure to match the receivers and, you know, contest the throws.
Did it leave a bad taste or anything the way he left here?
I mean, you know, he had to do what he had to do for what was best for him and his family. And so, other than that, you know, he's quarterback in another team, and, you know, we just got to go in with our mindset that we're not going to let them come to our house and push us around.
Did you communicate with Carson at all, Ray, after all?
Not really, no. Last I've talked was when he was here, so, you know, still a friend, an older mentor to me, you know, and it'll be great to see him on Sunday. And at the same time, you know, we got to do what we can do to make sure to stop him from getting to the end zone.
It'd be something different to hit him, I guess. He's not going to wear that one of those orange jerseys like he had on in training camp.
No, I mean, eventually we would love that, but at the same time, we got to get to him first. So we'll see how that goes.
First Thanksgiving, I think, with your little girl. What are you thankful for this holiday season?
What I'm thankful for, to, you know, be able to wake up every morning and just to wake up and have another breath of life, have another opportunity to play the game that, you know, we all love, the opportunity to go out and make sure I can provide for my little one. Very blessed to have her in my life, you know, sort of changed me a little bit. And, you know, it's not all about me anymore. It's not all about my family, my mom, my brothers, you know. I have this one to make sure that, you know, she grows up healthy, happy, proud that, you know, she can call me dad, she can call her mom, and, you know, so it'll be good. Can't wait to, you know, get some turkey and stuffing going, and, you know, she's starting to eat grown people food, so I think she'll love it, and can't wait.
Daughters have a way of making you melt, right? I mean, did your daughter make you kind of a softie a little bit?
Yeah, especially when I'm around a bunch of guys in this locker room and they're saying, you know, wait till they're 13, 15, you know, and they start dating. I'm like, no, I got a long way to go before that all happens. So, you know, just keep that to yourself. It's just jokes. But at the same time, it's, you know, I used to be in that shoe telling them, you know, watch out, do this and do that. But it's a blessing. I'm just taking one step at a time and watch her grow and watch her be happy.